3PO shuffled his way out of the room, and with a tired sigh, Leia Organa Solo settled back against the pillows. Half a victory is better than none, the old saying crossed her mind. The old saying she'd never believed for a minute. Half a victory, to her way of thinking, was also half a defeat. She sighed again, feeling the touch of Luke's mind. His encounter with 3PO had lightened his dark mood, as she'd hoped it would. But with the droid gone, the depression was threatening to overtake him again. Perhaps she should go to him herself. See if she could get him to talk through whatever it was that had been bothering him for the past few weeks. Her stomach twisted, just noticeably.
"It's all right," she soothed, rubbing her hand gently across her belly. "It's all right. I'm just worried about your Uncle Luke, that's all."
Slowly, the twisting eased. Picking up the half-filled glass on the nightstand, Leia drank it down, trying not to make a face. Warm milk was pretty far down on her list of favorite drinks, but it had proved to be one of the fastest ways to soothe these periodic twinges from her digestive tract. The doctors had told her that the worst of her stomach troubles should begin disappearing any day now. She hoped rather fervently that they were right. Faintly, from the next room, came the sound of footsteps. Quickly, Leia slapped the glass back on the nightstand with one hand as she hauled the blankets up to her chin with the other. The bedside light was still glowing, and she reached out with the force to try to turn it off. The lamp didn't even flicker. Gritting her teeth, she tried again. Again, it didn't work. Still not enough fine control over the force, obviously, for something as small as a light switch. Untangling herself from the blankets, she tried to make a lunge for it. Across the room, the side door opened to reveal a tall woman in a dressing robe.
"Your Highness?"
she called softly, brushing her shimmering white hair back from her eyes.
"Are you all right?"
Leia sighed and gave up.
"Come on in, Winter. How long have you been listening at the door?"
"I haven't been listening,"
Winter said as she glided into the room, sounding almost offended that Leia would even suggest such a thing of her.
"I saw the light coming from under your door and thought you might need something."
"I'm fine,"
Leia assured her, wondering if this woman would ever cease to amaze her. Awakened in the middle of the night, dressed in an old robe with her hair in total disarray, Winter still looked more regal than Leia herself could manage on her best days. She'd lost track of the number of times when, as children together on Alderaan, some visitor to the Viceroy's court had automatically assumed Winter was, in fact, the Princess Leia. Winter had probably not lost track, of course. Anyone who could remember whole conversations verbatim should certainly be able to reconstruct the number of times she'd been mistaken for a royal princess.